Lesson overview. Welcome. In this masterclass, we'll resample a classic RAM trilogy style cowbell tick in Ableton Live 12, turn it into a tight one shot, and build DJ friendly loop versions, dry, filtered intros, and long tail outros, all using Live stock devices. By the end, you'll export a small DJ tool pack, a one shot, an 8 bar dry loop, a 16 bar filtered intro, plus a few fills and a sliced pad for live variations. Work at your target DJ BPM, 174 for drum and bass. Before you start, what you will build, you'll create a clean resampled cowbell tick one shot mapped in simpler or drum rack, three ready to DJ loop versions, dry, filtered intro, and long tail outro in 8/16/32 bar lengths, 3 WAV exports for immediate use. Bonus items, a sliced drum pad for quick variations and a short 4-bar fill with a reverse tail for transitions. Step-by-step walkthrough. Start by loading your cowbell source. If it's a sample, drag it into an audio track or into simpler on an instrument track. If it's a synth patch, place the synth on a MIDI track and trigger a single tick. Create a new audio track for resampling. CMD/Ctrl+T. In that track, set audio from to resampling so it records the master stereo output. If you only want the cowbell, instead route the cowbell track to its own group or return and set audio from to that track's output to avoid recording other returns or master effects. Mute other tracks or solo the cowbell so the resample is clean. Put a utility on the cowbell track and set conservative gain so peaks sit around -6 dB to avoid clipping. Arm the resample audio track and enable arrangement recording. Hit record and trigger multiple cowbell hits. 4 to 8, spaced about a quarter to a half bar apart. Record an extra half to a full bar after the last hit to capture tails. Stop recording and you'll have an audio clip on the resample track. Double-click the clip and zoom in to isolate a single clean tick. Trim so the clip contains the hit and a small tail, typically 10 to 150 ms depending on the sound. For short, percussive ticks leave a small pre-roll of 1-4 ms and a short fade on the end to avoid clicks. For exact transient preservation, keep warp OFF. If you must warp for tempo, use beats mode and set transient preservation, but for one shots warp OFF is safest. Consolidate the trimmed clip with CMD/Ctrl+J. Drag the consolidated clip into an empty MIDI track, dropping into simpler. In simpler, choose one shot if you want the full tail to play every note, or classic if you want note length control. Keep warp OFF for the one shot. If you hear click that loop boundaries, enable crossfade or add tiny fades. Program a steady cowbell pattern on the simpler track. Try 1/16 or 1/8 spacing and make a MIDI clip. Duplicate the clip to make loop variations. Dry loop. Leave the pattern raw for layering. Filtered intro loop. Add auto filter and automate cutoff from high down to a lower frequency over 8/16 bars. Use a steep slope like 24 dB/oct and keep resonance low. Long tail outro. Extend the loop to 32 bars. Add a delay ping palm or simple delay sync to 1/4 or 1/8 with feedback automation down to 0 over the final 4 bars, and add a small room or plate reverb with a long decay. For fills and transition effects, duplicate the consolidated clip and choose reverse to make a reversed tail. Place that reversed sample 1/8 to 1/4 bar before the dropper on beat 4 of bar 4 in a 4 bar fill for a classic DJ cue. Create a 4 bar fill that reduces density. 1/16 right arrow, 1/8 right arrow triplet flams, right arrow single reversed hit, so DJs have a predictable timing cue. To make rhythmic variations, slice to new MIDI track by transients. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose slice to new MIDI track right arrow slice by transients. That creates a drum rack you can resequence for swung, shuffled, or fill patterns. Polish with stock effects. Use EQ8 to high pass around 200-400 Hz to remove rumble. Saturator lightly for present small drive. Soft clip and glue compressor gently to glue loops. Low ratio and medium attack. Use utility to create dry/wet chain level differences or set up parallel chains in an instrument rack so you can switch between dry, filtered, and long tail quickly. Exporting DJ ready files. Set the loop brace to your desired length. 8, 16, or 32 bars, and consolidate so the file starts at 1.1.1. File right arrow export audio/video. Solo the cowbell track if you want a stem export, or render master if you prefer the whole mix. Export WAV at 24-bit, 44.1 kHz or 48 kHz if needed. Name files clearly with BPM and bar length. For example, RIM cowbell tick one shot dot wav, RIM cowbell 8 bar dry 174 BPM dot wav, RIM cowbell 16 bar intro filter 174 BPM dot wav. Place them in a folder called RAM cowbell DJ tools and include a small readme txt with BPM, key if any, and suggested use. Common mistakes to avoid: don't record hot, avoid clipping, aim for peaks around minus 6 dB. Don't overwarp percussive sounds, warp can smear transients. Use warp OFF or beats mode with transient preservation. Avoid heavy saturation that kills transient snap, subtle is better for DNB percussion. Always high pass to protect low end and prevent clashes with bass and kick. Export files with BPM in the file name so DJs can grid them quickly. When consolidating, leave a few ms of tail or add fades to prevent clicks. Pro tips: layer a short metallic or sine transient underneath the cowbell at minus 8 to minus 12 dB for classic RAM trilogy bite. Use an instrument rack macro to switch between dry, filtered, and long tail chains for live performance. Provide both a non-warped one-shot for tonal consistency and a warped loop for tempo adaptive uses. For mix-friendly intros, automate an auto filter with a steep slope rather than just a volume fade. It's easier for DJs to EQ match. Export both stereo and mono safe versions. Club systems sometimes sum to mono. Use slice to new MIDI track to build playable fills that match drum timing. Quick workflow and session hygiene. Start with a clean template, one cowbell source track, one resample slash record track, and a utility on the source. Work at your target BPM and align the arrangement grid to 1.1.1 before recording. Save incremental versions like RAM cowbell V1, V2 while you experiment. One-shot editing specifics and leveling. Zoom to the transient, leave a small pre-roll and short tail, and use a 210ms fade on the end for tight one-shots. Target clip peaks near minus 6 dBFS, and use utility gain before recording so clip gain remains consistent. For presence, use saturator lightly, dry slash wet around 10-20%, and consider subtle glue compression to sit everything together. Warping considerations: keep the tonal one-shot non-warped. If you make warped loops, use beats mode for short percussive material and set the clip's original tempo in the project so stretching is predictable. Avoid automatic transient markers that change attack. Export checklist for DJs: make sure the loop starts at 1.1.1. Consolidate, export WAV 24-bit 44.1 kHz, include BPM and bars in file names, and add a readme with suggested cue points and recommended HPF settings. Consider adding pitch variants or half-slash-double tempo versions for flexibility. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Load a cowbell sample or synth and record 8 hits via resampling. 2. Isolate and consolidate a single hit. Load it into simpler as one shot. 3. Program an 8-bar steady pattern at 1/16. Duplicate to make an 8-bar loop. Export as RAM cowbell 8-bar dry 174 BPM dot wav. 4. Duplicate the loop. Add auto filter and automate cutoff over 16 bars. Export as RAM cowbell 16-bar intro 174 BPM dot wav. 5. Zip the two WAVs and the one shot and save a short note on your steps to build the DJ tools folder. Recap. You've learned how to resample a cowbell tick in Live 12, trim and consolidate a one-shot, map it in simpler, build dry and filtered loops, create long tails and fills, slice for variations, and export DJ-ready WAVs with clear naming and a readme. Use the mini exercise to lock in the workflow and start building a compact RAM Trilogy cowbell pack you can drop into sets. Final coach notes: work clean, save incremental versions, and keep your exported loops mono-safe options ready. Small tweaks: fades, tiny transient layers, a dB or two of EQ, make big differences in a DJ mix. Keep iterating, and test your exports in your DJ software so cue points and beat grids behave the way you expect. That's it. Get in Ableton, resample the tick, and start building your DJ tool pack.